This is Neil Chayette looking at the law. It is said that the road to hell is paved with good intentions. But what happens when the road to hell is paved with hell's angels? This case got started when the mayor and police chief of Midlothian, Illinois, ordered local restaurants and bars to refuse service to members of the Hell's Angels Motorcycle Club. The reason given was that the Hell's Angels was classified by law enforcement authorities as a conduit for criminal activity. The police chief claimed that 20 years of bomb threats and police harassment was enough. Two club members sued, claiming violation of equal protection and free speech. They argued you can't ban an entire group simply because they're members of an association and display its logo and colors. But the court held that all members of the Hell's Angels are treated the same, so there's no denial of equal protection. And since the wearing of insignia and gathering of members is not for any particular expressive activity, there's no free speech violation either. So the Hell's Angels have been brought to a screeching halt, and on the road to hell, the Hell's Angels have been paved over. This is Neil Chayette looking at the law for CBS News, and for podcasts, go to lookingatthelaw.com.